Everyone, welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Life Connect. I am your host, Eugene Speaks. I have a feeling today's going to be a good day. And I trust you will enjoy it. Now, what are we discussing today? Drum roll. Yes. So I have titled today's episode, Every Confidence Has a Confidence. How far is too far? Now, we have heard of the adage, honesty is the best policy. But when it comes to friendship or relationship, is it? How much should we share with your friends? What is too much? And how far is too far when sharing secrets with our friends? Well, I can't touch on this alone, so I've decided to have a very good friend join me. Now, she is an author of the book Towards Godly Relationships, a positive influencer in her own right, and the founder of a Christian ministry. She doubles as a voiceover artist with publications on Amazon and articles published in HR Focus magazine with the caption Corporate Kingdom Keys. I'm talking about no other person than Priscilla Kwesibia Jemfi. I love to call her Prissy, right? Prissy. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Eugene Speaks. Thank you and your listeners for having me.
How are you doing, Priscilla?
Very well. I'm good. Yourself, please.
I am blessed and highly favored. Anyway, let's talk about friends, shall we? Now, who do you really call a friend? Let me ask you personally. Who do you call your friend? Or before you actually call someone your friend, I mean, what really goes into you calling someone a friend?
Well, calling someone a friend entails a lot. It really matters to me because I know a person can either make or make you, depending on the influence, okay, or depending on who is controlling that individual, whether the person is under the control of the Holy Spirit or otherwise. To call someone a friend, it means that we have to agree to work together. If there is no agreement, as Amos 3:3 puts it, can two work together unless they agree? I guess there should be that agreement between myself and who I term as a friend. We should have one common vision, mission, or agenda governing that relationship. Well, because for me, I factor the purpose of God to which we meet every individual here on earth.
Right.
And in so doing, I'm a bit or much more conscious, intentional, deliberate, decisive, and a bit discerning when it comes to choosing or calling someone a friend.
Go ahead.
In defining who a friend is, you know, a friend should be someone who is an associate or provides assistance.
Right.
Okay, so in introducing that person into your life, is it for a cause or for the fun of it?
Right. Go ahead, Prissy.
Right. So basically, for me, before I term you, Eugene, as a friend, then there be an agenda. There must be something that links both of us together. It has to be purposeful. At the end of the day, Eugene, you should become a better person. I should become a better person.
But Prissy, right, having said all that, Prissy, I mean, there has been instances, or there have been instances, I should say, where we see good friends, like you said, it started so well. And like you said, I mean, for some friendship, it is based on, of course, like you have a purpose. You deliberately made this decision to be friends with this one, and probably you have a purpose. But along the way, some way, somehow, you fall out. And we see that all the time on social media, everywhere. And before we say Jack, every single thing that you've told the person actually will just throw you under the bus just like that. And this is someone, like you're saying early on, might probably be that friend you chose on a purpose. So why does that usually happen?
Well, Eugene, you know, sometimes we all do make mistakes in our decision making sometimes. I'm not saying being that deliberate, intentional, or decisive in choosing who a friend is wouldn't lead to some misfortunes. Well, I guess it's going to keep them down, but not necessarily eradicate such instances on the journey. So my question is, sometimes as we have chosen a party as a friend, we have to sometimes consider, re-examine, review, and reassess this relationship, kind of like an audit check on the relationship to keep it balanced. Okay, because individuals grow. And in as much as we grow based on experiences, we grow based on challenges, we grow based on exposures, based on trainings, to mention but a few. Well, if you sometimes would sit back and assess the kind of relationship you are in with that person, I guess some of these things would be minimized. For someone you call a friend to hit back at you one day tells whether or not that friend was built on the right foundation.
Okay. Or whether that person was actually a friend or has always been a friend right from day one, even.
If we are looking at who a confidant is, as you mentioned, confidant should be a person with whom you share secrets and private matters with, trusting them not to repeat it to others. So the only thing that could bring contention between or amongst friends is when the other party goes opposite.
Right. I mean, I feel like you rightly said, sharing is a big part of a successful friendship. Every healthy relationship or friendship requires trust, of course. A good part of building trust is being honest with your friend or significant other or whoever. But a question, and I really, really want to touch on that, because do you really have to share all your secrets? There are things you have to share, even if you don't want to, because, you know, when it comes to some people, they might say, I'm a big giver when it comes to information, secrets, and it's supposed to be mutual. So if you have a friend who shares his or her every bit of his life with you, and it doesn't look like you reciprocate the same thing, not because probably you doubt the person or you feel the person will let you down, but you are not that type who really let everything out. Let me use myself as an example. I mean people who know me will tell you that I'm a little bit secretive, and not because I don't want to share, but you literally have to force some things out of me because before I actually tell you. And it's not because I don't want to as a friend, but I think it's something I grew up with. I had just this my mom sharing everything with. And for some reason, because she's normal, everything feels like I bottle everything up. So as a friend, you think, I didn't tell you everything, but you don't tell me stuff. And it's not that, but this is just me, and I find it hard to let it all out. Maybe you have to force it out of me. So if you are on the other side where you share everything with your friend, your friend doesn't share with their friend, what does it do to you? How would you feel?
Well, as I said, to enable both of you, work together, you should agree. You call that person as a confidant or a best friend, but does that person see you in that like manner?
Mutuality.
Call you my best friend, because each person, have their best friends. I can call you my best friend. You might as well have another best friend.
Absolutely. That's every confidant has a confidant.
Every confidant has a confidant. Because, Eugene, how can you term the maturity of a person Is the person you are dealing with that matured enough to contain what you share with them? Perhaps you can contain everything people share with you. Okay, but has the person built enough capacity to contain all of the things that you share with them? Has the person built enough capacity to contain all of the things you share with them and term as or private matters? If the person is not that mature enough to contain what you share with them, definitely there's going to be a spill out somewhere. And for us to determine how mature a person is, sometimes it baffles our thoughts. It takes God alone to help us discern who a mature person is. And as you rightly said, a mature person exhibits a following trait or some characteristics. You see honesty, you see faithfulness, you see self-discipline and self-control. You see the person forgives and is accommodating. You know, people come with everything they are. I mean, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. Is the person really ready to ride on these things amidst all that will be encountered on this journey? That is something focus on. Someone terming or determining that you are their best friend, or you are saying that that person is my best friend, you should sometimes pause to also ask yourself if you play the same role in that person's life.
Perhaps
you have tagged that person or labeled that person as my best friend. But person view, through their spectacle or lens, the same way you view them. That is the question sometimes reflect on. That's why I mentioned that you have to, in relationships, you have to sometimes pause to reassess, to review, to re-examine, to reconsider that relationship.
Now, as you said, like, I think what you're saying is very, very, very important. Like, as you said, friends have become very important in our lives. And I was sharing information with a friend. The extent we share should depend primarily on our friend's reliability, like you said, or his character, his or her character, and then the gravity of the issue. Because we will have few friends who seem really good externally, but in fact, they may be cunning internally. So it depends on our maturity to identify our friend's character and reliability. Obviously, it takes some time to grasp it, but it's very, very important. But Prissy, now selection of true and honest friends and then respecting their boundaries whilst maintaining it. Yes, we have touched on the fact that there has to be that mutuality. Yes, we've touched on the fact that your person needs to be reliable and mature. But should there be boundaries when it comes to sharing your secrets with your friend? Even though, yes, I trust you. Even though I know, yes, you are reliable. Should there be some boundaries?
Eugene, I guess there should be boundaries to every relationship. There should be guardrails that kind of like aid you or govern the relationship. Else you might exceed your boundaries. And you know, sometimes as humans as we are either moved by emotions, okay? So at some point in time, one may seem so joyful. At another instance, the person is sorrowful. So in as much as we act that way, you should know that there is a need, okay, to create boundaries and even go extinct into creating guardrails that will help, govern that relationship as well. Because you always wouldn't be on that part or aspect where you always have something to tell. It shouldn't be. It should be vice versa. Sometimes you should also open up to get to know what that person is going through, because sometimes you want to always pour out on people but not pause sometimes to even ask whether or not that person is well or okay. So there is a need to create boundaries. I mean, boundaries, structures, systems that would help build the relationship on both sides. It shouldn't be you are benefiting from the boundaries you've created. Okay, so it should be 50-50. Your friend is enjoying the boundaries as well as you. By the end of the day, you are making, an outcome that is positive.
Anyways, that's what a mark of a true friend is all about. I mean, the mark of a true friend is not hard to recognize. Your friend or your true friend is one who can guard a friend's secret safely. But at the same time, I mean, this is basing my last bit on it. At the same time, certain things are not to be shared if you ask me with just anyone. Those subjects like your secrets, past, or which are better to be forgotten. Either your current emotional clashes in family, financial, struggle in business, well, you can, but I mean, know the limits. Share confidential information on life's significant decisions in its initial stages. That's very important. In its initial stages are better to keep to self. I mean, for me, if you ask me, that's it. And your true friend will understand you, because we all need one person to be by our side. Like you said, mutuality is key. Share with your friend and all of that, but maybe don't share some things too early. Let some things grow, let it get to a stage before you let it all out. I mean, not because probably you doubt your friend, but wisdom, apply wisdom.
You should apply wisdom.
Anyway, please, what are your very few words on this? And the very last words, if this is a friend listening to it and sometimes feels that, okay, it looks like it's one-sided in this friendship, the person feels bad about it, what do you have to say to the person? One, and then two, I mean, is it really necessary to even have a friend at all to share all these things with? And probably your last word.
Well, my last word would be very precise. As I said early on, relationship is the state involving mutual dealings with people, parties, and countries. And relationships are a part of life. We can't do away with people. So definitely, you would come across the need to have people in your life. But how purposeful is that relationship going to be? It's a question to be answered on another day. Early on again, I mentioned that there are two things that is involved when it comes to controlling human beings. Okay, we are either under the control of the Holy Spirit or the control of the devil. So in opening up to people, I guess you should sometimes ask yourself questions. Will that relationship lead you into fulfilling what God has assigned you to on earth? Would that relationship, I mean, help you in your career pursuits? Why do you think you need that relationship? You should ask yourself, because it is in asking questions that you find solutions or results. Most times we find out that we make errors or mistakes after the outcome, okay? Because in making choices, you would never know the end result or outcome until you see the outcome, as in practically. So we have to be a bit more decisive when it comes to relationships. We have to be a bit more discerning, a bit more conscious. And for the betterment of that relationship, we have to be intentional about it. Some relationships have killed people before their time. Some relationships have really ended people into places they wouldn't have found themselves in if they had paused to ask questions, the need to ask questions. So with my final words, I would say that we have to begin to think of the we mentality in every relationship instead of the I. We have to think of cooperation, collaboration, completion, a complementing nature, that oneness attitude, regardless of our differences. If we begin to yield to these traits, I guess our relationships would have been much better than we are experiencing now. We let's open up to honesty. Let's be faithful. Let's be forgiving and more accommodating. As children of God, we need to exhibit these traits somewhat to make our lives a bit better here on earth. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Prissy. How do we get in contact with you? I mean, if someone is listening and I want to hit Prissy up, your social handles, and maybe any means to get to you.
Thank you so much, Eugen, for such an opportunity once again. On Facebook, it's Prissy Wright, spelled PrissyWrights. On Twitter, it's the same Prissy Wright. On Instagram, Prissy Wright. On my WhatsApp, it's +233 242 389 336.
All right. Thank you very much, Prissy. Well, this is what Life Connect is all about. It's into all things like personal development and everything in between. Some stuff we discuss less openly, but still important. We spill it out all here. Now, that's just about it for today's episode of Life Connect. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to having you join me again and again. Like I always say, if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. I will be putting out more episodes you don't want to miss. It's available on all podcast platforms. Stay positive and keep it moving. See you next time. And another episode of your favorite podcast, Life Connect. My name is Eugene Speaks, your host. And just as you already know by now, Life Connect is a show designed for us to have a say it all without judgment. So Life Connect is into all things life, personal development, and everything in between. The stuff we discuss less openly, but still relevant and needful to share, we lay it all right here on the table of Life Connect. Now, today's episode, I have titled it, Vow Easily Broken. Yeah. Now, trust in relationships or marriages is everything. But what happens when the trust is broken? What happens when infidelity is not just something that you read about, but something that you've experienced in real life? How do you even get through it? How do you rebuild the trust? Is holding on the wisest thing to do during such moments, or you will let go and let the chips fall where they may? Well, I have been joined by a young man. Well, for obvious reasons, he prefers to remain anonymous. Now, this young man, I have known him for a long time. Very long time. But just like any young man, you get to a point in your life you want to settle. Of course, if you are dating someone, you get to a point, the end goal is to spend the rest of your life with the person. So this young man finally finds or ties the knot with his longtime girlfriend. Well, let us say happily ever after. Was that the case in his case? Well, he's here to tell it all. He's here to lay it all on the table. And I don't think I should be in the position to talk on his behalf. He's here to say it all for us. Well, I had the opportunity to MC his wedding years back. Yeah, a number of years ago. And I saw two beautiful couple, you know, and I envisioned something beautiful. But was that how it went? Well, he's here to let it all out. You're welcome.
How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Yourself?
I'm good.
Thank you for your willingness to share very, very personal experiences with me right here on Life Connect.
Oh,
My
God.
very first question, even before we delve deeper into your experience. Now, why is it so important to talk about it now? Why not talk about it 10 years later?
Wow. I just think it's okay because I want people to learn from my experience because as time went on, I realized a lot of friends, a lot of people have problems, and a lot of marriages, I should say, are crumbling and have problems here and there. But everybody goes out as if everything is cool. We post pictures, do stuff under the influence, let's say social media, for everybody to think everything is okay. But under our sheets, behind closed doors and everything, there are problems everywhere. But we
Right,
just can't let it out. Yeah,
exactly.
exactly. So
That's what it's all about.
I just want people to learn. Maybe I'll say some mistakes I did from my part and her mistakes and everything, so people learn.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now let's just go straight into it. Now, how long did you guys get to date before you guys finally decided to get married? How long did you guys
Well,
date for?
I would say we knew each other from 2004,
Oh, wow.
and yeah, quite a long time. We were friends, and
And how
then
was it like 2004 dating throughout?
no, we were just friends. We were, I'll
Oh,
say,
okay.
classmates. We knew each other, but we actually started dating in actively 2015. Yeah,
Okay.
December 18th. Yes.
So, whilst run us through your date and the dating experience with her, how was it like? I mean,
It was just perfect. It was, though it was distance, but it was just perfect because she is this crazy person who wants fun every day. So we tend to do researches every day. So it was never boring. In
so
as much as,
distance here means she's far away. You
yes,
guys
far
are
away.
not. Okay, how
Yes,
far?
yes.
Is it in the country
Oh.
or?
I would say medium miles away because she is in another country where I can't have access to easily, and I'm also in another country that she kind of equally have access to, you know. But she's an African, but she had an opportunity to travel out. Yeah, I should say.
So whilst you guys were dating, like you said, perfect ride. There was never an issue with maybe communication because she's far. You don't call me. Why don't you call me? You know, time differences and all of that. You guys never experienced that. It was never a
Nah,
problem in whilst you guys were dating.
never. It was 7 hours difference, but we could still manage. And then, to be true with you, I don't sleep at night. I could stay up all night, talk to her. The next morning, I know I'm gonna go to school. No, sorry, I'm gonna go to work. Then after work, I have to go to school, like that. But when I closed from school in the evenings, I could spend time with her till the next morning. It was never boring. We spoke about the whole world, everything around us, every experience, movies, research, a whole lot of things. Yeah. It was never
Right.
boring. Yeah.
So why hair? I mean, there are a number of ladies here in Ghana. What did you see in hair that made you go in for hair in the first place?
She's a sweet person. She's I don't know why I went for her, but she's a good woman, I should say.
So finally,
Yes.
what actually struck you to take that bold step of you finally saying yes? I mean, officially,
Well,
there should be something like a green light that told you that, okay, I'm fully convinced that this is the one and I'll spend the rest of my life with.
this is it. We've been friends. And I've dated other people. She also has, and we come to cry on each other day in day out. Anytime there's a problem here, I call her. We speak. she advises me, vice versa, you understand. But as of dating, I wanted her. I didn't know how to say it because it came to a point I was single. You understand? She was also single. So we just spoke to each other. Well, you're single, I'm single. Let's just try something out. We've been friends for a long time. Bingo. That's how we started. Yeah. But from the word go, we started planning marriage.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because yeah. I was somebody, let me say, from where I come from, from who I am, if I want to date you, I think about marriage. I just don't want to go into you, leave you, go for another girl. Mm. When I'm in for you, I'm in business.
So fast forward, which year did you guys finally tie the knot?
I'll say that should be 2 years and 4 months.
2 years after dating.
No. We
are married years and for 2 years. Now.
Yes, oh. Married now, but we dated from 2015 to 2019. So,
two years and 4 months. It's ironic the fact that I emceed your wedding and I can't even tell the exact year.
I know, right?
But like I said earlier, right? I mean, I have seen you two a number of times, and even before I saw her. I met her in person.
Yeah,
I know how you go gaga about her. You tell me about her and how you deeply love her pictures. Like,
exactly.
You guys are
exactly.
like on social media. You see this one time. This, like, you guys
Everywhere.
Were like, and then
Everywhere.
Finally we told you guys we're getting married. I was so excited. I mean, we came there. We had a good time. It was a beautiful ceremony. Beautiful ceremony.
Very.
Now, fast forward, after the I do and everything, at what point did things start taking a different turn?
I think it should, it's a year ago. It all started like a year ago, a year ago.
A year ago.
Exactly.
And, so run us through, yeah.
Okay.
What really happened? What was the starting point? Run us through. What changed?
Well, I would say this, and I'm going to be real with you, bro.
Yeah.
And the truth is, something little changed. And which is that I've realized that she wanted something which I wasn't, she wasn't meeting that demand from me.
Something like, be clear, so we all get it.
Okay. She actually saw me from the beginning. She knew I was this kind of a person, but as time went on, I had another job and it had to do with my job. I had another job, and the time I had for her, the time I used to make for her and all that, the job was taking me from her. That's where it started from. And another thing was where both of us were going, where we were seeing each other, and what she saw in me before she drew closer. It got to a point I could say that I was relaxed, and maybe someone and seeing that in me. And she kept prompting me, and I thought I was doing the right thing, but because I was so busy and too busy, I couldn't stop to realize that she was speaking a language that I needed to understand. That was
so let me get this. She was still away when started.
Yeah, she was still away. She was still away.
And she communicated for you to know that, well, this is what she has noticed.
Well,
right?
Well,
she didn't.
She didn't actually say it plainly, but she was trying to send a message that I didn't capture early.
how was she sending the message? I mean, if it wasn't verbal, how was she sending the message?
It was verbal. She'd
Okay.
recall and maybe I'll be busy with work, and she would just say, I'll be here. But unknowingly, I thought she was just giving me time to go work. But the truth is, whilst I was not giving her that attention I used to, I would say she was getting attention elsewhere.
Wait, she, okay, we'll get to she getting attention elsewhere. I still want to get, I mean, the communication went on, like you said, whether directly or indirectly, but you weren't making time for her and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could read that this is what she was trying to communicate. So was there an assurance from your side that, you know what, this is actually for our good? I mean, I got this job because we need this and all of it. Was there a communication from your side, a clear communication from your side?
Yeah, very clear.
Oh,
very
okay.
Clear. But from her side, she thought I actually own my own stuff. I do my own stuff. But she thought I was making too much time over there and leaving mine to go down. You understand?
Oh, okay.
That job
as
was
your own stuff.
Yes. I was leaving my own stuff and pleasing other people, like I and trying to follow or do a job for other people or building another person's company, and I was leaving mine.
Oh, okay. That is how she felt. Mm.
Yes, that's how she felt. Yeah. Even though I communicated to her.
So then if they had, I mean, obviously communication took place.
Exactly.
Whether directly or indirectly, it took place.
Exactly.
And she also communicated to let you know that, okay, this is what she feels.
Exactly.
So you said whilst you weren't giving her the attention, she got it somewhere else.
Yeah.
How did you get to that point? I mean, what happened? The conclusion, how can you just conclude that this is it? What did you see?
Well, it's all about communication, because when I call her, how she responds, how she talks back at me, how she there was no enthusiasm. Like, she's always dull. She was not happy. There were fights here and there. So I started to assume her, because, you know, there were some things she was okay with whilst we were together. You understand? But as time went on, she started pointing things out to me, and I had to pause for a minute and be like, no, hold on. Is she talking to somebody? Why would she speak in this manner? That brings me back to the Garden of Eden. I'm going to go a bit theological, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is what happened in the Garden of Eden. God created Adam. He created Eve. Both of them were naked, but they never knew they were naked. True or false?
Sure.
Not until they let a serpent, Eve gave the opportunity for a serpent to come in and deceive and gave an apple, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When Eve was given that apple, she ate the apple, right? And then she gave the apple, handed the apple to Adam. Now they knew they were naked.
Mm.
True or false?
True.
Okay. Now they themselves with a leaf, because they realize they are now naked. How did you know you were naked? Because you let outsiders into your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know you are naked. Are you there?
I'm here.
Now you know you're naked because you let outsiders into your relationship or your
home. So the point you're trying to say is the things she never saw back then, I mean, as an issue, I mean, now became an issue because there was a third party. She invited someone into.
Exactly.
So my point is, how did you find out? How did you find out coming to the realization that all these things took place? What happened? That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Look at something. When something that is not covered, when you start to cover yourself. The other party will realize that you are being guarded or you are hiding something, and they will try to assume or picture, or let me say, think about things that you are covering, and it will never be in your favor even after you open it up. I don't know if I'm speaking for you to understand.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it? Okay.
Yeah, I get it. In the sense that once the person is guarded, maybe, I mean, in your relationship, you guys do things very open. And then at a point, you realize that the other party is guarding
it's
something.
Covering,
then
exactly.
It gives you the space to assume.
Yes. That there's something underneath what you were trying to cover.
So what did you discover?
Well, I discovered she was speaking to someone.
How did you discover that?
Well, she came around, and unfortunately for her, this kind of a person that when my mind goes 360, I try to find out things. So simply put, I went into her phone. And
you
one
went
thing
into her phone. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And
you know her password?
We both use the same password.
Oh, okay.
But unfortunately, when I was with her, she changes her password every time she thinks I see it. Or you understand, every time she's with me and she does, I don't even pay attention. But she thinks I've seen, so she keeps changing passwords.
Okay.
Then there.
So it kind of raises an eyebrow. Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm a smart person. I've been using Android for years. So you can't just me because I've been using Android. Okay. So I know how to break into things. You understand? And she was using a certain pattern. I actually didn't see.
And then I saw it. Let me share this. I'm not saying this for people to learn from, but what I did was she left her phone. She thought it was okay.
I
rubbed it on my shirt. It was very clean. I dropped it.
She came. She opened the phone. I came back. She was in the shower. I tilted the phone a bit. The screen, it was dark. I tilted it and I saw the pattern. That's what I did.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And
okay.
I saw
and
that.
Finally, you got into the phone. And what did
I
you
got
see?
Into the I got into the phone and there were locks everywhere, app lock. And as smart as I was, not smart, every tech guy should know this. I went to settings, I disabled stuff. Then I went in because I felt she was covering up stuff. She was hiding. I needed my mind to be sane. So I actually went into the phone. I opened up and, oh, I realized she was talking to someone. That I knew.
That you knew?
He was at our wedding.
He was at your wedding?
Yes.
No. And the person is your friend?
Exactly.
Wow. And what did you see? What message? What did you see? I mean,
they've been talking.
They were talking. Talking about what?
Little did I know that they had spoken before, as in they tried to date years back, but the guy was a bad guy, so she didn't fall for him. Okay, and because I was not giving her that much attention, the guy kept calling. They started saying hi, and that's where it started from. And she started talking to the guy. It went on and on and on, and yeah, that's how it was started.
Okay, so you saw the messages, and then what happened?